So we're at the end of the book. There are now only one or two lenses per chapter. Mostly one.
Wow.
So we find ourselves in chapter 23. The designer usually works with a team.
That is typical.
The first lens is the lens of love. To use this lens, ask yourself these questions. Do I love my project? And if not, how can I change that? Does everyone on the team love the project? And if not, how can that be changed?
Fire everyone that doesn't love it and hire new people who do.
Right. Listen to their input on what kind of game they want to make, things
help
like that.
Help them make it something that they can love.
Yeah. He lists three love problems. Love problem one, team members are incapable of loving any game.
Whoa.
Though it is difficult to understand, some people get into game business even though they have no particular love for games or the people who play them. Number two, team members in love with a different game than the one that they are making. And three, team members in love with different versions of the same game.
Right. So the third one we can fix, like we just suggested, let them change it to be something that they do love. The second one you could fix by letting them go work on their own project within the same company.
Of course,
that assumes you have a bunch of money laying around.
Or add a mini game or something that follows the kind of thing that they want to make.
Right.
I feel like a lot of mini games end up coming from that kind of a place where someone really just wants to make a card game, but they can't justify it, so they put it in another game somewhere. And
yeah, it could be. Then the first one, you fire them and hire someone.
Maybe. Or maybe you just take them off the creative part of the team.
Sure. Let them go count beans or something.
Yeah, well, they can do accounting, they can do marketing, they can do, you know, there are lots of things you can do that don't require you to love the game.
Sure. I'm not sure marketing is the best thing you could do if you don't love the game.
Who knows? Marketing is weird.
That's
true.
Let's
see, what's his suggestion? Regardless, there's only one cure for a team member with this problem. Get them off the team. Yeah, there you go.
Yep.
For problem two, he suggests that you can change perspective to see if there's some aspect of the game that they can enjoy or get behind.
Sure.
And then for number three, he just basically says, yeah, get everyone's input and make sure that everyone's on board.
Right.
If you can. Which brings us to lens 89. That was 88. This is 89, the lens of the team. To make sure your team is operating like a well-oiled machine, ask yourself these questions. Is this the right team for this project and why? Is the team communicating objectively? Is the team communicating clearly? Is the team comfortable with each other? Is there an air of trust and respect among the team? Is the team ultimately able to unify around decisions?
I'm pretty sure that's actually just good things to wonder about your team in any field.
Sure. So now he's got, like, project management and team organization stuff.
Yep.
Chapter 24. The team sometimes communicates through documents. So here's a whole chapter on documents. The design document and the budget and all that stuff. Which
not
brings
sure.
us to lens 90, huh?
I'm not sure what could be more exciting than documents.
Yeah, I mean, games are basically just documents, right?
No.
Lens 90, the lens of documentation. To ensure you are writing the documents you need and skipping the ones you don't, ask yourself these questions. What do we need to remember while making this game? What needs to be communicated while making this game?
Yeah, that seems reasonable.
Good things to keep in mind. He's got, I'll just read his summary of the kinds and types of documents. If I can turn the page here one-handed. Ah! Design! The game design overview, the detailed design document, and the story overview. Then there's the engineering documents, which are technical design document, pipeline overview, system limitations, art bible, and concept art overview. Then there are the management documents, which include the game budget, the project schedule, and those two things. And then the writing, which is the story bible, the script, and the game tutorial and manual. And finally, the game walkthrough for the players.
Which, like, nobody writes that anymore.
It seems like no one writes any of these anymore. This is actually a really important chapter, I think.
Yeah. I think it's pretty likely that most of those documents do get written for big budget game.
Like Destiny, maybe? I'm sure they must have had a story Bible to talk about where their story was going.
They probably did.
And then right? They burned it. And a story overview. Yeah.
Just because you have a story Bible doesn't mean what's in your story Bible is actually.
Well, okay. Yeah. It should be cohesive, probably.
Yeah.
Documentation. Yeah. Really important. Chapter 25. Good games are created through playtesting. He's got a bunch of stuff about how to pick playtesters and what parts you should playtest and the environment for playtesting and how to prompt people, how to observe people, how to interview people. Lens 91, the lens of playtesting. Playtesting is your chance to see your game in action to ensure your playtests are as good as they can be. Ask yourself these questions. Why are we doing playtesting? Who should be there? Where should we hold it? What will we look for? How will we get the information we need?
All right.
And then, chapter 26, a team builds a game with technology.
Oh man, we're finally getting to technology.
Technology! There's only one lens, but it's more than art got, so.
True.
Aesthetics, even. It's like art and sound. Yeah. All that stuff. No lenses. Let's see. Lens 92. The lens of technology. To make sure you are using the right technologies in the right way, ask yourself these questions. What technologies will help deliver the experience I want to create? Am I using these technologies in ways that are foundational or decorational? If I am not using them foundationally, should I be using them at all? Is the technology as cool as I think it is? Is there a disruptive technology that I should consider instead?
That all seems cool.
Sound advice. And then he has a short section titled, Look Into Your Crystal Ball. And then he has Lens 93, the lens of the crystal ball. If you would like to know the future of a particular game technology, ask yourself these questions and make your answers as concrete as possible. What will blank be like 2 years from now, and why? And then the same question, but with 4 years, and then the same question, but with 10 years.
Fortunately, we can all know that so well.
How do you know that your answers will be correct?
Maybe he wants you to literally use an actual crystal ball.
I think probably the best way to train yourself on this would be to, like, to not know anything about a certain technology, and then read about, like, research it up to, like, use the Wayback Machine, research it, like, 5 years ago, and then 2 years ago, and make your predictions at those points, and then figure out where the technology is today.
Yeah.
That would be a really good calibration tool, too.
You could write a neural do that.
Oh, dear.
You could call it crystalball.python.
Crystalball.py. .pyc.
Yes.
It just, like, builds a giant mound of linear algebra to try to figure out how to predict technologies. Chapter 27. Your game will probably have a client, and I don't think he's talking about a piece of software that talks to a server. He's talking about the person who has the money.
Who realizes it'll probably have one of them.
Yeah, well, nowadays. So he's got stuff about how to talk to clients, which is really useful. Which brings us Lens 94, the lens of the client. If you are making a game for someone else, you should probably know what they want. Ask yourself these questions. What does the client say that he wants? What does the client think that he wants? What does the client really want deep, deep down in his heart?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. When you're proposing a new idea, it is when you need the client to listen to you the most, and this is the subject of our next chapter. Chapter 28, the designer gives the client a pitch. And so now we've got 12 tips for a successful pitch, and stuff about confidence. Lens 95, the lens of the pitch. To ensure your pitch is as good as it can be, ask yourself these questions. Why are you pitching this game to this client? What will you consider a successful pitch? What's in it for the people you are pitching it to? What do people who you are pitching it to need to know about your game? And that's it. And then he adds a note, if you are pitching to a publisher, the most important thing to them will be whether the game can make money, and how much. And this is the subject of our next chapter, chapter 29. Man, he's really got this down now. Now that he's almost finished the book, he's like, oh, I can string these together. I can have topics leading to other topics.
Yep.
Incredible.
It also seems like he's kind of sprinting for the end right now.
Yeah.
Like, he sunk all this time and attention into the first 15 chapters or something like that. And then he's like, oh, man, this is like 2/3 of the semester. I have to do the whole second half of this book. in one third of the semester, I'd better just start running with this.
Yeah.
Because that's what my professors are going to have to do.
It seems like he must have planned it out beforehand, right? Like, how did he get to 100 lenses exactly?
Oh, he had, like, 91, and he's like, you know what's a cooler number than 91? 100, and he added 9 more.
He just, like, split some of them up into two and yep. call it a day?
Or should explain made up new why, ones.
Like, there are so many lenses that are right next to each other?
Yeah.
Huh. Well, chapter 29, the designer and the client want the game to make a profit. Love and money, know your business model, know your sellers, units sold, stuff about Christmas. Lens 96, the lens of profit. Profits keep the game industry alive. Ask these questions to help your game become profitable. Where does the money go in my game's business model and why? How much will it cost to produce, market, and distribute this game and why? How many units will this game sell and why do I think that? How many units need to sell before my game breaks even?
This one is really, have I done my market research homework?
Right.
Lens.
Which is a lot of the book is like, what do your players want? What does your client want? What do you want?
What does the world want? What does anyone want? What are people anyway?
Right. And where can I find these fabled lists, unknown pleasures?
Or the lists of documented pleasures, for that.
Known, yeah. Known pleasures. Yeah, they're not unlisted.